All right, guys. Welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. And, wow, we're almost at the end of the week. Happy Thursday. I can't believe it. You know, I'm getting static again, and I'm hoping that's not indicative of a Skype crash coming up. I don't know. Usually that's what it means. Maybe back at the... Okay, I guess not. They're telling me things are looking okay. It's really weird. Yesterday and today I've been hearing this... I hope it's not going over the air, but it's really, really noisy. Very bizarre. Anyway, guys, we got a great guest today. At least I'm crossing my fingers. The way my luck's been going lately, you never know. We got William Norman Grigg. He's an expert on, well, a whole lot of things. He writes quite a bit for the normanrockwell.com website. And I was just looking there today at some of his topics, and he just covers a variety of different things. So you never know where this conversation is going to go, but it's going to be interesting. I guarantee you that. Anyway, one of the topics won't be religion. They're joking with me back at the office. But anybody who does want to read up more on the topic I discussed the other day, you know, the church-state thing and how there's no legitimacy, constitutionally speaking, you know, legally speaking, biblically and otherwise, for churches or religious institutions meshing with the government, either in this country or any other country, the book that covers that in detail is available at lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. It's called Church Inc. or Church Incorporated. And to find it, just go there and search for my name, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I, and you'll see that book pop up, along with the others that I have available, Piercing the Fog of 9/11, The New World Disorder, and a couple others. And, of course, as the months roll on, I'll be posting more as soon as time permits for me to edit them. But another great way, guys, to look into the New World Order is getting Aaron Russo's DVD, Freedom to Fascism. You can get that from RVN for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling by calling 800-724-2719, going to the republicbroadcasting.org website, ordering through PayPal, or by sending a check or money order to the RBN office at 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you guys are interested in looking into the Republic Trading Group, the new website for that is republictradinggroup.net. And you can also call 800-691-7898. Those worthless green pieces of paper in your wallet aren't worth anything, and pretty soon they're going to be worth a whole lot less. They're going to be worth nothing, as a matter of fact, when the economy crashes, although I'd argue they're already worth nothing now. In fact, they have negative value. So in that sense, when the crash comes, I guess our dollars will actually finally be worth something. their value will increase, if you want to get technical, when the crash comes, because there won't be debt receipts anymore. The debt will be gone. Well, it won't be gone, but the dollar certainly will be. But they'll actually have value now. They'll probably be worth, you know, 0.0000005 cents, the value of the actual paper and the ink that's printed on them. So, you know, look on the bright side of things. Your dollar will actually be worth something someday. Anyway, that's a great video, guys, just for exposing the fraudulence of the monetary system, the income tax, on it goes. Aaron Russo's DVD, Freedom to Fascism. Anyway, I guess the static is just on my end, but wow, it's really obnoxious. I have no idea what's causing that. I've been having some funky internet problems here. Hopefully the thing won't crash on me again today. Anyway, guys, short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back with William Norman Grigg. Should be a great interview.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. And guess what, guys? here we go again. William Norman Grigg is not answering his telephone. I don't believe this. This is really bizarre, guys. I don't know what's going on. I don't have another number. They're asking me. That's the one he gave me just last week. It was all set up, ready to go, and he's not answering his phone. Well, what to make of this? I don't know, man. It's crazy. I you know, for the first 3 or 4 months that I did this show, I had guests on regularly, no problem. Oh, I think I had one or two maybe here or there. You know, that's inevitable. But for the most part, everything was smooth sailing. And now all of a sudden, I don't know, is it the fall syndrome, you know? Are people more enthused in the spring and summer than the fall and winter? Is this what I'm going to look forward to for the next 5 or 6 months? It's crazy. I can't believe this. Monday's guest didn't show at all, and I haven't been able to get in contact with him. I've tried to call him several times, no answer. I've sent email, no answer. Tuesday's guest was because his internet connection, you know, that was Alexander in Germany. He had internet trouble, and he does want to come back on. Yesterday's was a skin of the teeth deal. Almost didn't get him, had a bunch of trouble, but it did finally work out. And now this. I don't know. It's crazy. Anyway, but no matter. Oh, okay. I guess, oh, okay. He is going to be on, guys, but the second hour. They just got a hold of him. So we'll bring him up, at, the top of the next hour. So he'll just be on for an hour. That's fine. That's cool. I guess there was some issue with his son in school. Yeah, I know how that works. Ooh, does that sound familiar? I've been having some trouble there. His math teacher particularly keeps calling up. He's got a surprise coming to him after school today, boy. Got to crack the whip on that boy. Anyway, all right, that's cool. So what we'll do is I'll just pick up where I left off yesterday for the next hour anyway, talking about the Cold War. And then wherever I leave off at the end of the first hour, we'll just pick up there next week, next Friday. Or beforehand, if I have another guest that doesn't show up. Anyway. But, so that's good news, guys. He is going to show up just a little bit late, that's all. So stick around for Norman Greg. In the meantime, guys, this is important stuff. This Cold War discussion is really key to understanding the current so-called war on terrorism. Once you see what a fraud the war, the Cold War was, then, you know, it should be a given. It should just, it shouldn't be a problem at all to understand what we're seeing today, because it's just, it's the same game, just a different name, that's all. Anyway. Someone back in the office said she's gonna set up my guests for me from now on. Hey, that's cool. No problemo. That'll save me a lot of work. I'll just forward all of my contact numbers over, and I'll have you. That'll be good. My personal secretary over here, not only managing my sound in the background, but now she wants to book my guests. And she, I guess she's gonna hound them the morning before, wake them out of bed, make sure they put their false teeth in ahead of time. I've been having so many elderly guests lately. She's always harassing me. Is this one gonna forget? Anyway. Man, I tell you, I just have the luck of a squash gnat lately with my guests. I don't know what it is. Anybody has a theory on that, give me a call. 800-313-9443. All right, guys, let me pick up here. We were talking yesterday about Nicaragua and how that was a good case study about U.S. foreign interventions and what a fraud it was during the Cold War, how it had nothing to do with containing communism. You know, with hindsight, as we look back at the multitude of interventions of the U.S. in foreign affairs, CIA, you know, coups, rigged elections, military invasions, you name it. Looking back, it can honestly and truthfully be said that none of the countries that we had invaded or sabotaged in whatever fashion had any connections with the Soviet Union, with the only exceptions of Vietnam and North Korea. But even then, once we, you know, invaded those countries, the Russians pulled away. They didn't want anything to do with them anymore. They didn't want the conflict to expand. So you can really say that none of the nations that we were involved in, over 60 of them, had any connection with Soviet communism. So, you know, obviously something else was going on there. The whole thing was a scam. So, all right, I'm being told that my new secretary charges $25 an hour, guys, so send those contributions in right away. Make the checks payable to me, care of 700 Club. anyway. But, so let me pick up here with an interesting excerpt from a January 9th, 1985 London Guardian article where a former CIA analyst, David McMichael, told the real story of why the U.S. had become so involved with Nicaragua, so infatuated with it. Listen to what he said. "We have control and we don't want to lose it. The ideology of anti-communism provides the rationalization." Wow. All hail Mr. Michael, or David McMichael, for his honesty. There you go, guys. That's all it was. And you can say that about all the other countries that were involved with during the Cold War as well. It had nothing to do with anti-communism that provided the rationalization, the justification, but simply they wanted control, economic control, political control, and yes, military control. They wanted to set up bases in the country. That had a lot to do with why we went into Panama in 89. I got a whole show coming up on that Panama invasion sometime. You won't believe the fiasco that was involved with that whole thing. Absolutely disgusting, guys, the way that the citizens were targeted in that war. They deliberately targeted civilians, not military targets, civilians. They were the number one target in that war, particularly the poor, by the way, because it was the poor that favored the government at the time there, that the U.S. wanted out, because they weren't allowing corporations to come in and exploit the people. So they wanted to crush any resistance, which they knew would come from the poor sector, by targeting them. It's unbelievable. So they wanted control, and they wanted to get the military expanded, not only to keep it there, but to expand it. And that's just what happened. Back in the mid-90s, the U.S. appointed new dictator in Nicaragua, who was very favorative of big corporations and, you know, crushed out resistance from the poor, drafted up a piece of legislation which basically stated that, Panama cannot defend itself, so, you know, we need outside intervention. So he was extending U.S. military presence in Panama beyond the year 2000. There you go. Objective reached. That's exactly what they wanted. That's what the invasion was intended to do. Unbelievable, guys. Control. So here you had this former CIA analyst admitting communism and containing it was just the rationalization. It was a convenient excuse, but it had nothing to do with the real reason. It was simply control. So the whole Cold War was indeed a fraud. Edward Herman, in Beyond Hypocrisy, Decoding the News in an Age of Propaganda. Oh, that can really be said today more than ever, but it was certainly the case even back then. Here's what he wrote. U.S. policies devastated the Nicaraguan economy and were certainly the primary contributor to a fall in the per capita income of over 50% between 1980 and 1990. It seems obvious, therefore, that the United States had purposefully tilted the playing field in a direction favorable to the ruling party. So, once again, guys, it had nothing to do with containing, expanding Soviet communism. Soviet communism was not expanding. They didn't have the finances. The Rockefellers weren't giving them the finances. Oh, they gave them some hush money under the table to keep them going, sure. But they had no extra money with which to build up their military and expand their empire. They did do some nuclear buildup, of course, to try to reach parity with us. They finally did do that by the mid-80s, but by then their economy had completely collapsed, basically, because of it. And that's what caused the final fall of the Iron Curtain 5 or 6 years later. Anyway, but here again we see from this excerpt from the book Beyond Hypocrisy that the motive in Nicaragua, and indeed all those other countries that were involved in during the Cold War, was simply control, financial as well as political control. So again, my point is, if this was the case in the Cold War, don't you think at least the possibility exists that the current war on terrorism is also a fraud? That they're telling you it's about fighting terrorism when really it has nothing to do with it at all. It's about expanding U.S. imperialism, getting control of these countries, setting up bases, using those bases to launch other invasions in other countries in the region. Of course it is. That's all it is. That's all it is, guys. This government has become accustomed to waging war. It loves war. It's very profitable. And all they got to do is find some excuse to sucker you to fight those wars for them. Short break, guys. Stick with us. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani, talking about the fraudulent Cold War. You know, some people might say, oh, you're just so negative. Don't you have anything good to say about the government? Well, it's not that I'm negative. It's that there is nothing good to say about the government. folks, it's run by a bunch of liars, criminals, murderers. What good can you say about them? I mean, there's good things within the government that are good. Yeah, there's good people in the government. But at the highest levels, making decisions that affect our lives every day, no, there's nothing good to say about them. You know, as a matter of fact, the things that are known in the Patriot movement, the things that are available out in the mainstream news and in government documents, which is where all this information comes from, it doesn't even scratch the surface. It's far worse than probably anything any of us are even aware of. This is just the stuff that happens to bubble up on the top. What lurks in those dark depths beneath is only anyone's guess. I shouldn't even think of it. Anyway, we actually got a couple calls. As a matter of fact, we got Vicki in Twin Falls. We'll go to her first. You there, Vicki?
Hi, Charles. I just recently came across some material on psychopolitics. Have you read anything about that? Russian psychopolitics?
I haven't read into it. I've heard of it, but we got our own psychopolitics right here.
Well, I have a quote from a guy named Laurent Pavlov. Berry, I guess he was a KGB guy in Russia, but he was speaking
Pavlov, this is a good name when it comes to politics.
Yeah. He was speaking to American students at Lenin University in the 1930s. And he said, by psychopolitics, our chief goals are effectively carried forward to produce a maximum of chaos in the culture of the enemy is our first most important step. Our fruits are grown in chaos, distrust, economic depression, and scientific turmoil. At least a weary populace can seek peace only in our offered communist state. At last, only communism can resolve the problems of the masses. Does that send a chill down your spine? Does that
What it really means is that solve the problems from the masses. You see, we're a problem to the leaders. We're not going along with their tyranny. We won't accept totalitarian rule.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the problems they're talking about. They're not talking about solving the problems of the masses who are being exploited and driven into poverty. No. We're in their way, you see.
Well, yeah, and that's why they're crushing our economy with free trade. If you look at legislation for regional economic zones that have regional economic authorities that are going to be telling the schools what their vocational classes are going to be, they're implementing either the German or the Russian model of vocational education in our schools. I mean, this is a whole big area that you're hitting on that almost nobody has covered. And I'm just really excited to hear Norman Griggs. So thank you for having him.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for calling. I'm going to be doing a lot more shows in the future, too, on education. It's shocking what's going on. It's nothing to do with teaching kids skills for a future, for their future employment. Nothing whatsoever at all.
Absolutely.
It's brainwashing is what it is. Let's call it by name.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you do that, I'll be listening because I've looked into the computer system that they're designing for that, and it's the base system for total information awareness. They're connecting all information about a child into one record, and it will follow them cradle to grave.
So yeah, I remember when they pulled that. Of course, Pentagon had their own version too. They pulled that, and Rumsfeld threw a temper tantrum, and he basically said, all right, fine, you want it, you can have it. There's the name. We're just going to make up another one and give it a new name. And that's what they did. Nothing's changed. They already had Echelon, all that time anyway. Like, they needed more spying? I mean, come on.
Well, no, this is a database. Teachers doing data collection.
Teachers.
Yeah, that's what No Child Left Behind is all about. It's about data collection. And they're going to be incorporating medical
records. Well, a lot of that has to do with the coming draft, too. What they're doing is handing over, as part of the No Child Left Behind Act, they don't want to have them be left behind from the draft. They're sending over their names, addresses, and phone numbers to local draft boards. All high schools around the country are required to do this. And, when the draft comes, the information is already there. They know who to go after.
Well, draft or community service. even without committing a crime, but as part of the communist conditioning, it's all about the community. It's not about yourself. No individualism here. It's the collective.
Well, I'm just so glad we're fighting for freedom, because if we were fighting against freedom, imagine how scary it would be.
All right.
Show.
Well, thank you, Charles.
Okay, thank you. Call
okay,
me back. Okay, we'll go to Roger in Texas. How's it going, Raj? Or Tennessee, I'm sorry. Are you there,
yeah,
Raj?
It's Roger in Tennessee. Well, we sure.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, it's no problem. But, hey, Charles, you ever think that you ever feel like you're living in some kind of bizarre world where the greatest...
Do I feel like that? I know I am living in that.
But listen to me. I mean, here we have a government whose greatest fear are the people who don't want to have anything to do with them. Think about that for a minute. I mean, their greatest fear... Are we there?
Yeah, we're going to a commercial break. But, it is good that they're afraid, that they're lying to us like they do in the media. It shows that they know we can stop them.
Are you going to hold me over?
Yeah, definitely. Stick right there, and I'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We still got Roger from Tennessee on the line. Yeah, go ahead, Rog.
Well, yeah, you know, I just, like I was saying, you know, it's just strange. We live in this weird society where we have a government whose greatest fear are the people that don't want to have anything to do with them. You know, I mean, nobody's picking a fight. Nobody's making any threats. All they want to be is left alone. And these are the greatest threats to their whole grand plan that they have, you know. It seems strange. You know, it's almost like the girl who's sitting at the bar, and all she wants to do is be left alone. And this big drunk guy comes over and says, "Come on, baby, let me buy you a drink, you know. You know, I'll take you home, and, you know, a girl like you shouldn't be left alone here all by herself." And, you know, the girl knows, you know, he can't even take care of himself. All she wants to do is be left alone. Just please leave me alone. But it's just like this overwhelming, huge force overcoming this population. And most of them are just, you know, they're blackout drunks. They don't care. You know, they, yeah, go ahead, whatever. But there are,
and of course, the drunk wants to exploit that woman, and that's what they want to do with us. You know, it's not enough that they've already got more wealth than they could ever know what to do with, along with the next 20 generations of their offspring. They know that there's still more to be had. That's what's going on here. It's not enough that they've got all that they have, you know. It's knowing that we still have a dime left in our pocket that they haven't stolen yet.
Right.
They want it all.
Right.
I mean, that's the nature of pirates, and that's what they are, skull and bones. They're pirates. They tell you right out in their own name of their own club who and what they are.
Well,
their function,
you know,
is modern-day pirates.
Yeah, exactly. You know, in the land, you know, the one-eyed man is king, right? You know, the Jolly Roger. You know, in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king.
What a mess. Yeah, it's a bizarre world. It really is.
It is a weird world. It's a world of doublespeak and crazy stuff going on all around.
What's most bizarre of all is that there's still so many people that don't see it or don't want to see it, but you can't deny it. I mean, you just look out there and it's right in your face.
Well,
but the very fact, I always point this out, the very fact that they go through so much trouble to inundate us with propaganda is proof right there alone that they're afraid of us.
Oh, yeah.
And they have good reason to be because we have them so far outnumbered. I don't care how many high-tech toys they have, the little weapons they have. We've got them outnumbered, you know, 10 million to one.
Right.
Or a million to one anyway. And you know, they can't counteract a force like that. So they have to deceive us. You know, people that say, well, we can't stop them. Of course you can. They know that you can. That's why they want to keep you in the dark.
Yeah, I agree.
So, you know, if you could just slap this country upside the head, wake people up and get them to stand on their own 2 feet and say, enough. That would be enough.
Well, let me give you a plug for RBN, okay?
Okay.
Let me tell you something. Okay, for a long time, and I'm not going to name names or point fingers or anything like that, I listened to the competitive network, or I wouldn't even call it a competitive network, but, you know, on the same line.
That other one, yeah.
Yeah, that other one. But, you know, I found myself tuning into it more for entertainment than for information, you know? And, you know, I'm in my 40s. I don't know how old you are, but I'm in my 40s. And that competitive or, you know, that other network has, you know, their ranting and raving young man there who's got a lot of information. I'll give him, you know, I'll give him that.
Yeah,
but, you know, this whole 9/11 truth movement, it's like, I mean, Charles, listen to me. It's like, I don't need the science behind a hurricane to know that it's time to get off the beach. You know what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying?
I hear you.
You know, it's like...
By the way, I'm now into my 12th year of being 29.
Are you? Yeah, you're like Jack Benny, except, you know. Okay,
so
but I'll leave it at that. But
No, I hear you, though.
You know, I mean, these guys, I mean, God bless them. They're young. They've got a lot of passion. They got a lot of knowledge, but they're spinning their wheels to a certain point. And there comes a point where you really have to take care of your own house, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you got to get your own house.
There's a lot of funky stuff going on in the truth movement that makes you wonder, you know?
Yeah, it makes you wonder if it's all about publicity and, you know, I don't want to get into that whole thing. But the fact of the matter is that RBN actually gives you an alternative to the alternative, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys attract more my age group, the 40s and 50-year-old people. You know what I'm saying? The people who have wisdom.
The more intellectually sophisticated.
Well, I'm saying, I mean, there is something to be said about wisdom. I will say about their fair-haired boy over there on the other side, he's got a lot of knowledge that I don't have. But sometimes you just got to stop and just and say, where do I need to go from here? I mean, do I have to keep? I mean, are we gonna make this JFK assassination thing? I mean, we've got a deathbed confession, and it's not gonna make any difference. There comes a point when you got to move on. You got to take care of your own family, and then if you have enough time after that, then fine. Then get on the blog sites and, you know, do your demonstrations and stuff. But I'm telling you, the hurricane is right there at the beach. And these people have their backs turned to it.
Yeah. You know, wisdom doesn't always necessarily come with age, though. I've found that out. So unfortunately, you know, as you get older, the more grounded you become in your delusions, become more and more hardened to the point where there's no turning you around. And that's not wisdom. That's just an arrogant
blindness. And, you know, you're right.
Stubbornness,
exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I've seen so many gray-haired men with, you know, medals on their chest and everything that have no clue about what's going on.
Yeah.
You know?
And
they
There's no waking them up either. You just, you know,
Short
of a lobotomy or something.
My father's an example of that. God bless his soul. But, you know, there's no reaching these people because
I got an aunt. Thank God she's the only one in my family like it. But, oh, God almighty, she makes up for the whole rest of them. I mean, she watches Pat Robertson and Fox News. There's no waking her up. It doesn't matter. I've been talking to her for years. I gave up now. I don't even bother anymore. She's just so far. She gave me a book to read the other day. I wanted to slap the woman. I forget the name of it, but it's a Zionist author who's, you know, painting Iran in the ugliest colors, like we need to go in there at any given moment. And, you know, it's just such glaring propaganda.
Okay, but you know what? I mean, really, I mean, we are in a more difficult situation now because in my father's day, there were two flags to wrap yourself in. There was either the Nazi flag and the American flag. But here today, we're both wrapping ourselves in American flags and fighting ourselves. I mean, it's a psychological combat. We're both draping ourselves in American flags and fighting each other. That's a bad battle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but it is.
Horrendous.
That's the most deadly weapon in the arsenal of the of this enemy we're up against. It's their propaganda. I mean, it doesn't work for us. Well, obviously, we see what's going on and laugh at their ridiculous lies, but it does work for your average dumbed-down, doped-up American, unfortunately.
Right, exactly. And you see, I'm not
scary.
The type of patriot. I'm not the type of patriot that's going to, you know, pick up a firearm and defend myself or whatever. I'm going to take my beliefs to my grave. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take my beliefs to my grave. You know, a lot of these people walking around here saying, you know, they're going to do this, that, and the other thing. You know what's important is what you have in your mind and to your God. And I'm not talking about the religious God, the thing that you were brought up by, you know, the hellfire and brimstone mother like I was brought up with. I'm talking about your own conscience. That's what you're going to go to your grave with.
Yeah.
You know, that's your weapon.
Well, but these people don't have one, obviously.
Well,
they've
you know
been
what?
Conditioned.
That's... No, I
from
mean,
the time that they're young, they've been conditioned to get rid of that. I mean, that's what Skull and Bones is all about. The very first thing they do is, you know, bring in all these fine prostitutes from around the world and wine you and dine you, and they strip you of your conscience. They get you to do things. They send you out and have you steal stuff like Geronimo's skull to strip right. you of a conscience. So by the time you're in the position they put you in, you're ready, willing, and able, and anxious to do whatever they want you to do without a conscience.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It's like... You know, don't tell me that Larry Craig is not a, don't tell me that he's not a sexual deviant. I mean, this guy, I mean, he builds his power base on the opposite of what his sexual desires are. And that's what this whole government, this is what, I mean, really, they laugh at us. They do. They laugh at us. They sit and they're in their sick, twisted, you know, saunas and tubs or whatever they do. Their little toga parties, and they laugh at us because we live in this Hagee, oh, my God. I mean, really, it's overwhelming.
Well, I laugh at them.
How overwhelming it is.
My idea of having a fun time is not dancing around a fire, urinating on each other. I think that's quite laughable.
Yeah, but that's what they do. That's what they like to do.
Yeah, well, I think it's pretty screwy, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Of course, many of the guys who do that, of course, are the ones who write the textbooks on psychology and psychiatry.
Yeah, like Carl Jung and...
Yeah, they're the ones who determine what is mentally stable, and yet they're doing this stuff. Woo! What a twisted world.
Yeah.
Anyway, any other important points you want to... It's good stuff. Good points.
Well, you know, I can go on all day, but, you know, you got a show to do, so...
Yeah, yeah. Gotten off the topic of the Cold War, but, hey, it all fits in somewhere.
Let me bring up one topic on the Cold War, okay? All right.
Yeah.
Isn't it strange that here we were battling the Russians in the Cold War, and we didn't have one-tenth of the security problems that we do now with a little country over there in the Middle East, Iran and Iraq, you know?
Yeah.
Here we had this supposed superpower, and we didn't have our liberties curtailed when they were in power, but all of a sudden we need our liberties to be curtailed because of some, you know, Islamic fascist group over there that they alleged.
But that's because now they caught us off guard and were able to attack us right on our own soil.
I mean,
it was such a surprise. They didn't know how to. I mean, come on.
I mean,
they
you know
were
what?
Only prepared. No, listen to what they say. They were only prepared to defend us from an overseas attack, but
right.
not from here. They were just so confused. They couldn't believe it. They were in a tailspin. That's why those planes flew around for almost two complete hours without even an attempt at an interceptor or shootdown. Well, that makes sense. That's like a boxer saying, holy mackerel, I was expecting a right hook, but when he flung me a left hook, I just had no idea. I stood there and froze.
Charles, let me tell you one more thing. They're very efficient at getting some guy in the Midwest or, you know, up north who has what they say is a stock load of ammunition, 1,000 rounds, a white guy, right? They're very efficient at getting him. I mean, if they're very efficient at getting him, why couldn't they get some guy with brown skin coming across the border? You know what I'm saying? I mean, think about it. It defies total logic.
Hey, you know, with all the spy planes we got flying around...
That's what? Are you talking... An American citizen who says, yeah, I see that the dollar's being devaluated, and we're going to go into a global depression, and I might have to defend myself against people who want food, so they go after this guy. If they're that efficient, don't you think they'd be efficient enough to get all these supposed terrorists out there that are coming with rags on their head, coming over here with nuclear bombs? Give me a break!
Did you catch that picture back in June? It was on the cover of, several papers around the world. It was the graduating class of Al-Qaeda, graduating class of 07. And it showed literally hundreds of people standing out there in the middle of the desert in Pakistan with these, the turbans on. And we're supposed to believe that the CIA, with all their spy drones, can't spot these guys in the middle of the desert and move in on them and capture them, you know? I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, exactly.
Ragba Mal Ahanda, graduating with honors in throat slashing. I mean, right out there in the middle of the desert, like they're actually going to have their graduating class. And there's mummy clapping. Oh, I'm so proud of him. Now he's going to go slash throats for Allah. I mean, this is ridiculous.
I mean,
who buys this? Hey, if there's anybody out there listening who actually believes any of this gunk, call me, please. I want to laugh at you on air. This will be great.
Charles, you know what? I mean, I listen to you all the time. And, I mean, you're right on. I mean, really, you're in diabolical mode about the truth. You really are.
You gotta be, because they're diabolical.
You gotta be, and I praise you for that, and I love you, brother. And I'm gonna let you
go. All right, hey. Yeah, thanks for calling, man.
All right. See
you
later.
Call it done.
Bye.
All right, guys, we're gonna go to Mike in New York, or North Yugoslavia. I'm not sure what the NY is. I'm joking back at the office there. Mike in New York, how's it going? Uh-oh, I think we lost Mike. Mike. I guess Mike hung up.
No, Charles. Hey, Charles.
Hey, there he is. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I'm in New York, what I call probably the most corrupt state in the union. And
I don't know. Massachusetts, give you some information.
There's a race. There's a rat race, and the rats are winning, that's for sure. Hey,
anyway.
You know, when you mentioned Pat Robertson and those guys, you know, in the late 90s on TBN, there used to be the Hal Lindsey Intelligence News Briefing show every week. And at that time, he had an associate, Cliff Ford. Now, I used to videotape those shows every week because I was onto the New World Order since the 70s. So finally, in the late 90s, people are exposing everything. And I was taping it so I could share it with everybody. I thought I was crazy. Now, these guys, Cliff Ford and Hal Lindsey, in that period on TBN, boy, they were hammering the New World Order. They exposed it all. The Federal Reserve is neither federal nor reserve. They're going to bankrupt everything, debt-based system, I mean, the Rockefellers. They covered it and exposed it all. It was unbelievable.
Now what happened?
Exactly. Now, this is the question to everybody listening, because I wasn't able to keep up with the show after a couple year or two. And so then next time I get a chance to review it, it's Cliff Ford is no longer there, and so I'm curious, you know, I think he died. And so now I'm curious as to, did he die, and if he did die, was it a suspicious death? And
did he shoot himself twice in the head?
Yeah. Yep, and then ever since, Hal Lindsey has never been the same on his show. I mean, he's been totally, you know, mums the word
No one, they'll revert back to that again?
Yeah,
the next,
just like Pat Robertson. He writes the book New World Order, which I have. And,
well, this
you know,
is what with the next so-called election, if there even is one, and we get Hillary Clinton in there, you know, Hitler in drag, they're going to come out of the closet again and expose the New World Order. Why? Because they're, quote, conservatives, and these evil liberals are bringing... And then, you know, there's so-called Christians on the other end of the spectrum, too, who will speak against the conservatives who are liberals. In fact, they're the ones speaking out now. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, Charles. There's something to that, no question about. But I think at the same time, they've all been...
into the left-right paradigm. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. You know, there's something to all that, but at the same time, I believe they've also
on the political spectrum.
Yeah, they've all been compromised.
I used to cheer Limbaugh on because he used to bring out all kinds of garbage about Clinton, right?
Right.
Now here
he
is kissing this administration's behind. It's because he's the shill playing the right side of the spectrum, you know?
Yeah,
and that's all it is. It's just a fraud. It's just to keep you fooled into thinking there's this legitimate left-right bipartisanship thing. There's no such thing, guys. They're all working the same crime plot. Anyway, you want to hold on to after the break?
Oh, sure. Thank you.
Okay, sure. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Tired of playing foolish games, folks. It's what we're here for, exposing this miserable, stenching corruption in hopes of turning this nation back around before they completely sink it to the bottom. Mike in New York, you still there?
Yes, sir, Charles. Thank you.
Yeah. Do you have any more
Following up on what you said, sure, when Clintons were Limbaugh appeared to be a conservative, right, and so they used all that to rally the conservatives in the Republican Party, but then it became obvious, you know, to those with the eyes to see and perceive that towards the presidential nomination debate period that the Republican Party was now being usurped by the these New World Order globalists, and they had already locked in the conservatives, the Christian base. They had them locked in, and most of them weren't perceptive enough to realize that they were being defrauded from that point on. And so, sure, that's how they operate. But it was very interesting. Robertson came out with the book New World Order, and now, he doesn't say moot about it. And the same thing with Hal Lindsey. When prior to the year 2000, that show was a real amazing show. They revealed every week all the dirt, and you just couldn't believe it that it was happening right on TV.
Yeah, yeah. But this is the game.
Yep.
And we've got to wake up to it. And they're aware. I mean, they know what they're doing. The players in this, like Pat Robertson, and turns out Pat Robertson's father was a major 33rd degree Mason. He was a congressman. So, I mean, that family was, welcomed aboard a long time ago. So his book, even though it is a good book, The New World Order, it does expose the whole thing. He's shilling.
Yeah. Yeah. They had to be compromised, Charles. They were compromised in various ways. Like Paul Crouch,
how successful he is.
Sure.
I mean, he's got his little empire built down there. He's got quite a following.
Yes, some big diamond mine operation, right?
Oh, yeah, at the behest of Daddy Bush. He gave him the hot tip on that one. But, even if he wasn't from the start rigged, they're not going to allow someone like that to remain big in the public eye without hijacking him. And, he's got such a big following. They want to make sure that they've got him aboard with them.
That's right. They got to put him in their pocket, otherwise... they won't allow him to remain so visible. That's right.
Yeah, that's what things like Waco are all about. They want to send the message, we're not going to tolerate insubordination. Because, Koresh spoke a lot about the government, and even though he had a small following, it doesn't matter. It's, collectively, those small religious groups, and they recognized even back then that a lot of religious people were breaking away from the big churches and starting their own little small movements. So collectively, that's a formidable force around the country. So they wanted to send a message to these small religious groups, the same fate will meet you if you don't play ball, at least shut your mouth and stop speaking out against government corruption. That's what that's all about. Clinton even said it.
Might have to confront this thing again. This might not be the last time.
He came right out and said that. Of course, Janet Reno gave her a synopsis, too, of what a cultist was, and she identified them as people who have strong religious beliefs in the Bible.
They also try to associate and tie in militias with that activity, like we're all the militias, how evil they are.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Demonizing what the Constitution set up in the first place gave us the right to do, affirmed our right.
That's right, Charles. The militia was our natural defense against these tyrannical SOBs, and that's why they had to do anything they can to undermine it and eliminate it.
Yep. Exactly. And the twisted irony is, they're making them look like they're the problem, they're the public enemy, when their purpose is to defend the public from the real public enemy, these gun-grabbing scoundrels.
That's how effective their spinmeisters are on the controlled medias, and that's why the public is just so brainwashed. It's a shame. It's really amazing.
All right, Michael, thank you for your call. That's it for the first half. We got our guest coming up next. So I hope you're going to be listening in. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold.